parting of the Red Sea, the 10 plagues in Egypt, Joshua in the Battle of Jericho, Daniel in the lion's den, Samson's defeat of 3,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey, David's defeat of Goliath, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Another story in the Bible that comes to mind because of some of its similarities with my walk is the story of Jonah. My journey began back in 2009 in a program called program called Teen Challenge. My life was a mess, man. I lost countless jobs, burnt many bridges, ruined many lives, turned my back on God. I was a wrecking ball to everything in my path. Teen Challenge was a place where I can sit still, where I can lay my head, where I can get 3 meals a day, where I can study the Word of God, where I can understand who I was in Christ and how I can be made whole and healed. Let me set the record straight. There is no other place in this world that will allow you to do that, to block out the noise. There's no place. When I graduated Teen Challenge, I clearly heard the Lord say that you are supposed to stay here, serve an internship, and I'll tell you where to go after that. Did I do that? Did I stay? Was I obedient? Nah, man. Just like Jonah, when the Lord came to him and he said, Jonah 1:1-3, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me. But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. First of all, there is no fleeing the presence of the Lord, okay? The Lord is everywhere, you know what I mean? So I don't care where I go, I don't care where I hide, I don't care what dungeon I go into, I don't care how far west or far east I try to run, the presence of the Lord is still there. Mistake number one. So he went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish away from the presence of the Lord. So Jonah refuses to go to Nineveh. The title of this message is going to be called Running from the Truth. Jonah refuses to go to Nineveh. So I want to give you a little bit of a history about about Nineveh at that time, right? So one of the main power in Nineveh at that time was a city called Assyria, right? The Assyrians were legendary for their brutality and cruelty. They impaled their enemies with stakes in front of their own towns and hung their heads from trees in the king's gardens. They tortured their captives by hacking off noses, ears, or fingers and gouged out their eyes. They even tore off their lips and hands and covered the city walls with the skin of their victims. Now hold on. Lord, you asked me to go to where? Sometimes we fear going into spots, neighborhoods, and people that we're not used to being around. The Lord has clearly called me to go and minister the gospel to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. How can I do that if I'm scared to go in the alley across the street? Man, hey, my brother, man, I see you over here struggling. Can I help you? Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? tired? Do you feel safe? Can I tell you what helped me out? Because I was in that same situation. See, the word tells us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is nothing new under the sun. Jonah decided that he would rather quit the prophetic ministry than preach to such people. How many times did you act like you weren't a Christian because you were around people that weren't Christians? Maybe at the barbecue, maybe at the amusement park, maybe at the gas station, maybe at work, maybe even at church. Jonah gets on the ship and he goes down to Joppa. The Lord causes a great wind to come over the sea. Now, just in case you didn't know, the sailors who were on that ship that he boarded were pagans. They worshiped their own gods. They didn't know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They didn't know him. But this storm came about, and Jonah goes down to the bottom deck of the boat, and he says, "Well, I'm going to go to sleep." See, Jonah didn't care that the people around him were struggling. Jonah could care less. I'm good. I'm going to go down to the bottom of the boat and sleep. Well, everybody around you is in turmoil. Everybody around you is going to hell. But instead of standing up for what God has asked me to do, stay aboard at Team Challenge, serve, go back out into the community that helped change your life, help set those free who are struggling with drug and alcohol addiction or pornography or lust or lying or cheating or thievery or murder. But instead, I go to the bottom of the boat and go to sleep. I don't care. I'm selfish. I care about myself. All I care about is my well-being. So the captain of the boat comes to Jonah and he says, "Hey man, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Why are you asleep? Don't you see this storm that's raging? We're about to sink. Everybody's about to die. You're asleep?" So the captain says, "Hey look, why don't you pray to your God and maybe things will change. Maybe things will get better." Jonah cries out to the Lord. Excuse me, Jonah doesn't cry out to the Lord. The guys cast lots, and they're like, "Man, we have to figure out exactly what it is that's going on because we're all about to die." And they figure out that it's Jonah. Jonah's the one that's bringing all this wrath upon them. They know because Jonah told them that, "Yes, I serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I serve the God that's in heaven. I serve the God who created the sea and the land. And therefore, that's why all this trouble is coming upon our ship." So he said, "Why don't you guys just throw me in?" Jonah would rather die than to complete the task and the mission that God had given him. So after they start unloading all this stuff into the sea, "Amen, we got to unload some of this stuff. We're too heavy. We're going to sink." They determine it's Jonah. Like, they tried to row really hard to get back to dry land, but to no good, to no avail. They weren't going to make it. So they tossed Jonah over. All right, we tossed this dude over. He said he wanted to go. We tossed him over. So Jonah's gotten tossed over. The word tells us that he spends 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale. I want to tell you that I spent 12 years in the belly of the whale. Spent 12 years in the belly of the whale. As soon as I graduated Team Challenge, I decided to live a life that I wanted to live as opposed to answer the call of the Lord. But let me tell you something that you might not know. There's growth in the belly of the whale. But are you willing to wait long enough? Are you willing to surrender? Are you willing to let go of your pride to cry out to God when you're in the belly of the whale that you may be set free? I wasn't. I spent 12 years. I could have spent 3 days and 3 nights. Jesus himself even categorized Jonah's 3 days and three nights in a whale with his death and resurrection, accepting it as a miracle that God used to bring a message of hope and life to his people. The one thing that's great about this story is that Jonah is redeemed. Jonah gets called for a second time. God says, hey, I want you to get up, arise, and go to Nineveh. Jonah answers the call this time. I'm not going to be before you long because I'm answering the call right now. See, I was in a room, a small room, probably about the size of the bathroom. Let's just say the first bathroom. I had a 65-inch TV, a PlayStation, a blow-up mattress, and some clothes. And I was sitting in that room in Los Angeles, and I cried out to the Lord, just like Jonah cried out to God when he was in the belly of the whale and said, I know you have a purpose for me, and this ain't it. You do. I'm drowning. I'm entangled in seaweed. It stinks down here. How many people know that the further you go down into the belly, the worse off it gets? The further you go, the harder it is to get out. The further you go, the more foul it is. People get so deep in the belly that they decide to take their own lives. You're already dying. I'm already dying. Lord, kill me. Take me out. Jonah answers the call and goes to Nineveh. He goes and he preaches the gospel. My friend, Pastor Jeremy, called me. Pastor Jeremy Touchette called me when I was in that room, literally like about 3 hours after I got done praying. And he said, what's up, brother, man? How you doing? I said, man, everything's going okay. How are you? He says, and everything's good, man. I'm still serving as the executive director at Teen Challenge here in Wabash Valley. He said, the Lord put it on my heart to call you and ask you to come and serve with me here in Terre Haute. See, I had already just cried out to the Lord just like Jonah did and said, man, I'm ready to get out the belly of the whale. Lord, help me. Help me. That phone call was me being spit out of the belly of a fish. And he spit me out right here in Terre Haute. And so I answered the call. What if that phone call never happened? What if Pastor Jeremy never answered the call? What if I, after giving a second chance because of the compassion of God, am not able to stand here and serve these men at Wabash Valley Adult and Teen Challenge or stand before you today and give a word? What if I didn't answer the call and my son would be lost without a father because I died somewhere? I died in the belly of the whale. I lost myself. What if that one person that God had designated me for to speak to about the good news of Jesus Christ never got the message because I stayed in the belly of the whale? Some of you are still in the belly of the whale. Even to this day. How long will you stay in the belly of the whale? I had a whole bunch of like other notes and stuff, but I think I'm gonna stop right there. And this is what I wanna ask. I want to ask, how serious and committed are you to serving the Lord? Are you comfortable enough to stay right here in this building and stay in your seats and stay in your pews or graduate the program in 12 months and do absolutely nothing for Jesus Christ and just go home and work a regular job? Or are you willing? Are you able? Are you ready to get out of the belly of the whale? Because there's a job for us to do. We have a mission to accomplish. There are people that are lost. There are people that are broken. There are people that are hurt. How dare I tell someone who struggled with anything, I can't help you because I'm way above that right now. I've already been delivered from that. I'm good. The grace of God is only meant for me. That's what Jonah did. Jonah was like, no, the grace of God is only for me. I'm not going to go and preach to the guys of Assyria. I'm not. Because he knew that if he did so, God, being as loving as he is, would show his compassion upon them, and they will be saved. Are you afraid to go out and preach the gospel to those who are lost and broken because they may come and take over some of your territory that you're coveting? I'm just saying. What are you holding on to? When we leave this earth and we pass away, all that stuff is just going to be in the wind anyway. It's not ours to keep. It's the Lord's. As far as I know, his name is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. So everything that we have in our pockets, that we every place that we live, every car that we drive, every relationship that we think that we're cultivating, it's his. Far be it from me that I won't go back and serve the ministry to help save my life. I'm just going to let that settle for a minute because y'all are too quiet. It's okay. Being in the belly of the fish is not something to dread if you're intending to grow. Does that make sense? Yes. Don't stay in it. Pray in it. That you may be delivered to do exactly what it is that God has called you to do. We have a God of compassion. We can't serve the Lord if we're not compassionate for those who are lost and broken. We cannot. We can't come to church and sit in our seats and sing worship songs and clap our hands and then leave and say nothing to the homeless man sitting on the corner. We can't turn our nose up to the guy who was walking down the street talking to himself because he's been diagnosed with schizophrenia. What's it called? That. You know what I'm saying? We can't turn our nose up at that guy and say, well, we're not going to talk to him because he's not going to listen anyway. That's what Jonah did. Jonah said, them dudes aren't going to listen in Assyria. Why am I going to go there? I might as well go 2,000 miles away to Tarshish. Are you ready to answer the call? Are you ready to get out of the belly of the whale? Are you ready to stop drowning? Are you ready to stop being stuck in seaweed, foulness? You say you're weary, but you're not fighting. Oh, I'm tired, Lord. I serve every Sunday at the church. I'm in children's ministry. I serve on the usher team. I read my Bible every day. I love you, Lord. The Lord says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. If you don't love your neighbor as yourself, if you don't love the broken, then you don't love yourself. Maybe I'm getting a little bit too deep. But I'm talking to myself. I mean, that's what I'm trying to get y'all to understand. I'm talking to myself. It's me. How much do I love these guys? Do I love them enough to tell them the hard thing? Or do I love them enough just to let them do whatever they want to do, leave the program and go home and still be broken? If you come in the same way you came in and you leave the same way you came in, excuse me, then you're not here for the right reason. Jonah goes out and he sits out, I think it says the east side of the city, and he sits down and he's just looking at the city to see what's going to happen. After he goes and he preaches the good news to them, God says, all right, I'm going to give you a plant that's going to cover your head from the sun, take away some of your discomfort. He did that for him. It says Jonah was exceedingly happy that God had gave him this plant. Thank you, Lord. I've got some covering. I'm covered. I'm covered by Calvary Temple. I'm inside this building. Pastor Lance and them pray for me. I'm covered. Thank you, Jesus. Then the Lord, in the same breath, 24 hours, sent a worm to destroy the plant. Says Jonah was exceedingly angry. Jonah was exceedingly angry that the Lord killed the plant. So the Lord came and he said, listen, can you make the plant live? Can you make the plant grow? Can you make the plant do anything? I'm the creator of the plant. So your anger burns against me because I destroyed the plant? Jonah said, yeah, I have the right to be angry. You destroyed that. I love that plant. It was giving me covering. The Lord told Jonah, yeah, I feel the same way about Nineveh. I feel the same way about the lost and the broken. I feel the same way about those who can't necessarily make their way into this church. All they know is a life of destruction. All they know is a life of abandonment, hurt, habits, hang-ups, drugs, alcohol, lying. That's all they know. That's all they've been around. They spend all their time in prison or on the streets or without a father or without parents at all. But yet we fail to take the opportunity to go and spread the gospel to them. Came to minister to the sick, says the Lord.